felt the Lord was doing something very powerful in this worship time tonight. It was more than just a worship time. There was something deep that God was aligning. I feel in the spirit over this city, over Edmonton, and I'm grateful that he brought people from other parts of the country to push into it. Could I have pastors from the city? If you're a pastor in this city or area, could you come up here, please? Rick, Eve, Jim, Russ. Dallas will consider Vegreville this area. Very extended Edmonton area. Oh, good. Up here is good. I don't know if Brent knows this. Probably he doesn't. But when he was singing tonight, and he started going on about the Lord strong and mighty, immediately it brought back to me. I don't know if you know that there's a prophecy over Edmonton about that scripture. Didn't think so. But he's from Edmonton. In fact, he's the only one on this worship team that's from Edmonton. Woo! And the Lord said to me right away, like because he's been speaking, one of the things he's been speaking to us about has been that the day has come for the fulfillment of every vision. No more delay. And we've been talking about the foundations, and we've been talking about finding the foundations and laying hold of the promises that have already been spoken. And I felt before we leave tonight, there just needs to be a sealing in the spirit of what the Lord did. Do we understand the fullness of it? For sure not. I don't have a clue. I don't understand the fullness of what happened in this meeting. But all I know is my spirit was responding. I don't have to understand it with my head. Doesn't matter. If my spirit says amen, then my mouth says amen. Doesn't matter if my head's going, what? Doesn't matter. But I feel that there's an agreement that the Lord wants us to make in the spirit. And so that's why I asked the pastors to stand here, because this word was given by someone named Patricia King. Some of you may know who she is. She's a Canadian, but she's living now in the States, in Arizona, and with an extreme prophetic ministry. But she was here in Edmonton in 2002, in March. So now this is a while ago. And she spoke about the city. And I'm going to read this word, and I just felt like we needed to, as leaders in the city and region, come into agreement with what the Lord has spoken. And I'm going to ask, I'm giving you fair warning, I'm going to ask other leaders, when we go, I'm going to read this word, and then I'm going to ask Rick to pray and to just speak out in the present day our alignment, our agreement with everything the Lord has said about Edmonton. And what he did even tonight, because I believe he did it. Just I really believe, even when Brent started, as soon as Brent started singing, I was like, oh my gosh, the Lord wants us to remind ourselves of this word and lay hold of it afresh as a city. And so other leaders that are here from other parts of the nation, when it comes to the part where Rick is going to pray, I'm going to ask you to come and stand with us. Because you see, it's not about one city or one province. It's about all the cities and all the provinces. It's about every city and every province in this nation coming into the fullness of what God intended. Because we are a body, and we're many parts. Even in Canada, we're a beautiful picture of the body, because we're many, many very distinct parts in Canada. And the blessing, when they went into the promised land, one of the commands they were given were that they needed to fight for their brother's inheritance. Like Ephraim and Manasseh got their inheritance on the other side of the Jordan, and they were commanded to cross over nonetheless and to fight with their brothers for their inheritance. So that's an important principle, that we fight for the inheritance of our brothers and sisters. And so that's why we want to ask the other leaders to come when we're going to pray and just lay hold with us, and all of you to lay hold with us, because God's brought you from all over Canada to be here in Edmonton. And we really felt the Lord said this was to be an open worship night, so specifically directed at the city. So when you hear this word, you're going to understand a lot more about what happened in the worship tonight. This is Patricia King, March 16th, 2002. I was asking the Lord specifically about Edmonton, and I've been seeing for 2 days now a vision of like a military post. It's like a pillar post, and it's right here in this area. And tonight, as we were worshiping, I actually saw like that portal of glory coming down upon this. Then I started to see that out of that military post were coming armies of soldiers. Then I saw them get up on horses with Jesus and follow Jesus. And I believe there is a mandate. One of the mandates on this area is for the people of God to become warriors of God and to be called as a military post in the spirit to contend for the victory of the Lord and be protectors for this region. And I saw that on the top of this military post, there was almost like a lighthouse, and it was turning around with light going out into all the regions around you. And the Lord wants to use the Edmonton region to have a significant impact on all the areas around you, to the north, the south, the east, and the west, where there will be a releasing of the light and the glory of God, but it's going to come through a warrior posture. A warrior posture, standing and saying, Jesus, you are the King of glory, the Lord mighty in battle, the Lord of hosts. He's the captain of the armies of heaven. And I believe that God wants to release into this region a revelation of Psalm 24. And I believe that Psalm 24 is going to be a significant scripture for Edmonton. That is, all the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, all it contains and all that dwell therein. It says, open up ye gates, open up ye gates. Let the King of glory come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory, the Lord mighty in battle. And there's something so significant about that scripture for this particular reason, region. And I prophesy it out right now that the city of Edmonton and the region around this area will become as a military post that will honor the King of Glory and will be used to release the light and the glory of the gospel like a lighthouse going into all the regions around it. And it will stand as a protector in the nation of the plans and the purposes of God. That's the word of the Lord over Edmonton. Edmontonians, that's the word of the Lord over Edmonton. If you're from Edmonton, get on your feet. And faith, that is the word of the Lord. Lord, we thank you for your word over this city. We thank you, God, for what you've spoken. We thank you, God, that your promises will not be denied. They will be fulfilled. Everything you have spoken, every word will be fulfilled over this city in the name of Jesus. And we will not let go. We will not let go. Can I ask the leaders to come up here, please? Danielle, Wanda, the others that have come from other places. Eve is the pastor of this church. And we want to thank her for opening her church, her family, her home for us. She has such a heart for our generation, Gen Xers. This is a woman who has a total heart for our generation. That's Vanessa, her daughter. There's been here the whole gathering. And her other daughter, oh, I haven't met you yet. Awesome. And you know what? She just said, whatever you need, whatever you need, whatever you need. And it's a blessing. We are so blessed. Oh, Edmontonians, hear me. We are so blessed to have the leaders we have in this city. We are so blessed. These are leaders that they're not been here 5 years and they jump over somewhere else. No, 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 no. These guys are lifers. They're lifers. Eve was one of the heads of the Jesus movement in the 70s in Edmonton. She has a crazy testimony. If you're from Edmonton and you've never met her, you know what? Younger generation, call her up. Tell her you want to go for lunch and hear her story. Take her out for lunch and tell her story. Because I did that, and it was a really, really good idea. Because I was totally inspired when I heard. There is such a richness. We have such an inheritance. We're just so incredibly blessed in this city at the caliber of the leaders. And you know what? not only are they lifers, but they love one another. That's what I love. It's nothing makes you more happy than when your parents are like, love each other, right? And nothing makes you more happy as a kid. And man, I tell you, these guys, they love each other. They really genuinely love each other. It's a beautiful inheritance we have in our city. So I'm going to ask my Pastor Rick to pray. Actually, I'm going to ask Rick to pray and Eve to pray. I think that's good. Both of them are going to pray. And just seal what we heard the Spirit say tonight in the worship, because everything that happened in the worship is in that word. What got released? A warrior posture. What got released? Brent sang it. The Lord strong and mighty. He was singing it. Boom. He was right into alignment with it. He didn't even know. He didn't have to know. His spirit knew, and his spirit linked into the spirit of God, and he began to declare again into the spirit realm the truth of what God has said over Edmonton. As we're going to ask the Lord, we're just going to seal everything that he did, because he was doing a lot in worship tonight. And we're going to ask him to seal that, and we're going to come into alignment as a body in this city and in this nation, saying, yes, Lord, everything you've spoken over Edmonton will come to pass.
Yeah, because as we sang earlier, victory for one is a victory for all. So yeah. We're not praying for you. We want you to pray with you. So everybody stand. Yeah. And can you just begin to release your spirit right now? Just begin to release your spirit. Begin to release your spirit. Jesus. 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 Koremasito borete. Deep crying unto deep. Deep crying unto deep. Crying over our inheritance. Crying over the righteous foundations. Crying over the generational seed. Crying over the prayers of the saints. Saying no, 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 no. No! From sea to sea to sea. From Edmonton to the ends of the earth. From Canada to the ends of the earth. Let it come. Let it come. Let it come, oh God. We marshal ourselves. We align with you today. We say your word has no shelf life. We say, oh God, that we align with the head. You are head over one body, and we hear your voice in a fresh new way. And we say, lead on, O King Eternal. Yes, yes. We follow in your train.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the head intercessor in our house has a saying that she says, if there's no blood on your kilt, you're just a dancer. Yeah, I love it. I love it. You know what? We're called to be warriors, but let the blood be the enemies,
yeah,
and not ours,
yeah,
right? And Scripture in Psalms, I'm trying to think, I couldn't remember the address, but it says, the Lord God has delivered us from the issues of death. And as we rejoiced and stomped and proclaimed and worshiped, that things that have caught you and caught me in the areas of death, whether it's death of vision, death of purpose, whatever that death is, even death physically, that today the Lord says he has delivered us, yes, from the issues, yeah, of death in the name of Jesus. And we proclaim together that life is over this city. That life is in your children. Life is in your children. Life is in your children. And the children that stand with us here in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. We say the enemy bows. We say the enemy bows. We say the enemy bows. And your children rise up. And your children rise up. And your children rise up. Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Woo! That's how it's done. Millennials and Gen Xers, that's how it's done. Right there. That was awesome. Lord, we just thank you for this evening. We Thank you for everything you did today, God. Everything you've been doing, it's been a crazy day. I can't believe it's all been just one day. This morning feels like a million years ago. Lord, and we just are so grateful for everything you're doing for us here and for the portal that you're opening to heaven. The door is open. The door is open. And Father, we thank you that everything that you accomplished in this day and in this evening is sealed. In the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus, it's sealed. There'll be no loss. No loss. No loss. The fullness of it is sealed. Lord, and we thank you for all that you're going to do even tomorrow. And we just say, Lord, pour it on. Pour it on till we can't take anymore. Pour it on, Lord. We're looking for you. That's the only thing we're looking for. As the worship team sang tonight, you're everything. You're all I want. You're all I need. You're everything, God. Father, we just pray and we ask you to bless each one that's here tonight as they go to their beds. Bless them with rest. Bless them with dreams of you, with dreams of your purposes. Speak to their spirits in the night. Father God, bring alignment even in the night. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.